Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at the website, I want to invite you to sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create that life that you desire. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, especially, you know, this time of the year, check out my inspiring book, my life story, called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This is my personal story of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, abuse, illness, life and death pregnancy, being given 30 minutes to live, having a near-death experience, going through divorce to soaring above it all and creating the life that I absolutely love. Now, you can purchase this book, like I said, through my website, AskSueLondon.com. And make sure you check out the books that I have there also available for children in the Rocky's Journey series. Now, folks, I have to tell you, I am always so excited to bring someone on the show who's going to help you take yourself to the next level, to learn more about yourself. And that is exactly what this show is about today. So let me tell you, our guest today is Thomas Pope, and our topic is unlocking the ancient power of your birthday with the code. Now, based on the European best-selling book, The Code, it's now available for the first time in the USA. In it, the authors reveal the ancient Celtic knowledge passed down to by generations of the Johannes family of Tyrolean farmers. Now, going beyond simple numerology or astrology, the code is based on each number in your birth date and reveals how it has its own special meaning and attributes that influence your abilities, your personality, and your relationships. Now, by integrating the power of your birthday numbers with the corresponding colors, the birthday wheel vividly shows you how to find balance and harmony, as well as unearthing your hidden talents, your strengths, and your weaknesses. Now, in the code, the authors share how to uncover your personal birthday code and how knowing it can profoundly impact your life. Today, the co-author, Thomas Pope, will share with you how you can unlock the ancient power of your own birthday. Now, today, folks, unfortunately, you can't call in and you can't ask us any questions through the instant feedback area on the TransformationTalkRadio.com website, but you can go to the website birthdaycode.com. And on there, you can actually put in your birthday and it will bring details up for you about yourself. It's amazing. So I really want to invite you all to do that. And, you know, if you have any questions after the show, just email me, sue@asksuelondon.com. And I'll be more than happy to forward your questions on to our guest. And he can help you with anything that we maybe didn't cover today for you. Okay, so I want to, again, say that website. It's thebirthdaycode.com. So let's get started. Thomas, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for the invitation, for your courage, most of all.
For my courage. Oh, should I be scared now?
We'll see.
So maybe, Chris, should we maybe have you go first, my friend?
Okay, would you like my birth date?
No, it's okay. Let's. I'm only kidding.
Okay.
What I want to do is, Thomas, can you first of all tell everybody what is the code? Explain that to them before we go into our birthdays, shall we?
Thanks for the question. I wrote a book about to answer that.
Okay.
I'll give my very best.
Sure.
The knowledge is an aspect of the daily life in the family of my wife, Johanna. Johanna grew up as a mountain farmer's daughter in the Tyrolean Alps. And that was a very, very special family, especially her grandfather, who was what you in America would call a shaman or a healer.
Shaman, yeah.
And yeah, oh, shaman, that's how it's pronounced. I learned something great.
You're doing great.
Yeah, and the code and the knowledge that the numbers, each individual number in your birthday says something about you and about your talents, that was one of the most secretive parts of the knowledge there. Actually, Johanna, to this day, doesn't remember when it was that she learned about it. Because nobody talked about it among the grown-ups, because the Catholic Church is still very much the boss in Tyrol, even today.
Okay.
And they would have declared that knowledge superstition or paganism or whatever, and the family would have had real trouble. And so that may have been the reason. And Johanna, as I said, doesn't remember how she learned it. She only knows that she learned it from a very, very early age. She remembers it was quite normal that as kids, when they went to school in the mornings, sometimes they found colored pieces of paper next to the breakfast table with the numbers on it, the numbers that are missing from their birth dates, and they had to take those pieces of papers with them to school. And they instinctively knew that that's something that should help me. And so this knowledge was a farmer's knowledge in a sense that this knowledge was essential in their life because as a farmer, you have to be with all your resources, be they material or mental, you have to be very economic, very frugal.
Yeah.
And they couldn't afford to support a child in any old direction. They for them, this knowledge that from the numbers you can see almost as if you see immediately what that child is meant for. They could support it much more efficiently. And when in certain cultures it was customary to pass on the farm to the eldest son, not so in this family. It could have been the youngest daughter if she has the right numbers. So this knowledge
is very interesting.
It was essential for them in many ways, and as I said, it was just one aspect of many parts of ancient knowledge that this family adhered to, and it was a very, very vital one, as we can see afterwards from our the success that the book had. Many people can profit from it.
Well, and, you know, I'm a person that always says that I'm a firm believer that everything happens in our life for a reason. And one show we had on Gloria Messenger, she's an angel messenger. And what she says is that we're always given signs, we get guidance, and we have the tools in our own hands to become aware of. And she was saying that even with our own birth name, the name that we're given at birth has meaning of our destiny. So
definitely.
You know, and your birthday with the code is just a great way to understand ourselves. I want to share this website again with everybody because you're listening, wondering, well, you know, you're anxious to learn about yourself. I want you during the break to go to the website birthdaycode.com and you can learn, you know, some stuff about yourself. Now, Thomas, we have to go to a commercial in about another minute and a half, but I thought what I'd like to do is ask you one more question before that break and tell me, why was this kept a secret for centuries, and why have you chosen to reveal it now?
Because our first book appeared in 1991, and its title is The Art of Timing.
Okay. Okay, there you go.
For a
reason. Says it all.
No, the thing is that not only the numbers in your birthday say something and has a certain energy to them, but yep, also the numbers of a century that you live in and the year that you live in. So the 1900s were a time where this knowledge wasn't that much invited. The 2000s are very different, and also the children born in this new millennium are different children. And in 20, 30 years time from now, when they slowly move into positions of power, they will start in earnest to reverse some of the mistakes that we've made in the last century.
Wow.
If there's some reversing to do then.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And, yeah, and to keep it secret, well, for us, it was just a matter of intuition. We could have published it 15 years ago, but that would have been in quite a few ways too early as far as we can see now.
Yeah, well, and you know what? I think, like, our world is really shifting, becoming so much more spiritual, and so many more people that you would not think of who would open up are really opening up. So I think the timing is really now, for sure. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Thomas will share more about the birthday code. In the meantime, check out my website, AskSueLondon.com, and learn more about the birthday code at the website, birthdaycode.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Thomas Pope, and our topic is unlocking the ancient power of your birthday with the code. Now, I want to just tell everybody, if you've just tuned in, this is an amazing tool that you can use in your own life to learn more about yourself and understand your purpose and so much more about yourself. So today, unfortunately, you can't call in and we can't take any questions through the website, the instant feedback area on Transformation Talk Radio. But what you can do is, if there is any questions, you can certainly email me after the show. Sue@AskSueLondon.com. I will certainly pass these questions off onto Thomas, and you know, we'll get those answered for you. But I do want to encourage you all after the show to visit the website, thebirthdaycode.com. And when you do go there, you can put in your numbers, your birthday, and it will actually bring up details about yourself. So don't fret. You're going to learn about yourself tonight. I promise you that. And it is incredible what you're going to learn. So Thomas, on that note, let me ask you a question. What is the difference between numerology and astrology? Like, what makes this difference?
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, good answer.
I was really desperate to find out. Yeah. I'm a writer. I like terminology. I like to label things, and I like to find the right sounding words, and so on and so forth. You know what? I was living alongside Johanna for already some 10 years. We are married now for almost 20, and I had no idea that she has that knowledge.
Oh.
It was so much in her blood. She took it so much for granted that it was really, she applied it and she didn't talk about it. Only one day I was really desperate. I was complaining about something my one daughter said to the other. And I said to Johanna, "Oh God, how could you be so insensitive?" And Johanna said, "Well, don't be surprised if you look at her numbers."
Oh, that's what brought it out.
What do you mean?
Amazing.
And that was
about our spouse after years, right?
it took me 2 years to distill all this knowledge from her and to invent the terminology. And to this day, we received hundreds of thousands of emails from our other books and up to this day. And I was really hoping that we get somebody telling us, well, this system exists already, and people practice it, because it can't be that such a knowledge, such a valuable piece of timeless ancient knowledge is just ours. We have no patent on it, and only once somebody wrote to us, said he has met a shaman from Africa, from Mali, and he practices the same system, but he does it for special healing purposes.
Wow.
And that was to this day the only time that we found some familiarity to the system. So I have no idea. I cannot compare. I cannot say this is numerology. The booksellers are at a loss. They don't know where to put the book.
So. Yeah. Well, I know, like, when we had Christopher, when was it? About a month or two, 3 or 4 months ago, I guess now, we had numerologist Joseph Gabby on the show.
That's right. And from that time on, I've been known as Christopher.
Yeah. The numerologist, Thomas, was saying that Chris should be known as Christopher because...
And he's right. He's absolutely right. Because there's a very, very different energy to Christopher and the value to the individual letters than Chris. And the same with my name. Tom is very different than Thomas.
Wow. And see, now, I do not like being called Susan. I love being called Sue. If you call me Susan, well, Christopher can tell you what happens with that one.
Oh, I found out all about that. I have not heard the end of that yet. And by the way, my middle name, even though I don't think you spell it the same, Thomas, but my middle name is Thomas, spelled T-H-O-M-A-S, after my father, who has the first name Thomas, and my son Hayden has the middle name Thomas.
I see.
Oh, how interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, it's really interesting. Now, you also, I've learned this about colors. I've worked with image consultants, and they said, you know, for me to wear a lot of blue, because I have blue eyes, and they say it really makes my eyes pop. I've been told to wear purple because I'm very spiritual and it helps my energy get out there even more.
Will tell you differently.
Okay, I'm sure you will. let me ask you.
Because the colors, one should be quite careful with colors. Just to give you an example, if you have 7 and 2 in your birthday, and or 7 and or 2, and you have a lot of it, you may be born on the 7th of July, and you, in addition, you wear red, which is the color associated to those two colors, then it may be that a certain tendency associated with 7 and 2, and that's a choleric temperament, may be even enhanced by the red. And
I was told never to wear. Yeah, I was told never to wear red.
I see.
And I have, November 23rd, 1962, as my birthday. So there's lots of twos in there, right?
Yes.
So you're saying I should be wearing it, or I should not be wearing it?
On the contrary, you even have the two as your birth year, and that the birth year, the number of the birth year, gives something like a life theme. And in your case, it's the voice. You have a voice. Yeah, you are always heard, even at a very young age. You enter the room and people listen to you, and that's associated with the color red. So you truly should avoid red, because you have it as a vibration in you already to give away for Christmas.
Yeah, well, I promise that I will. We're in the process of moving into a new house, so we're getting ready for that. And I have a couple more tops that are red, and I've been hanging on to them, and I don't know why. So you just helped me to let go of them. So thank you, my friend, for that. My kids will be happy. They like going through mom's closet.
Yes.
Now, you're talking about, certain colors will impact our success. So if I wore red, that's a bad thing. So let me ask you, with Christopher, what colors should he avoid, or
what's his birthday?
Okay.
April 13th, 1973. That's April 13th, 1973.
Okay. There's really not any color that you should avoid. There's only one color that you should seek. That's the first thing that I can say from your numbers, and that is the color yellow. You were in Germany. We have a word called Urvertrauen. That doesn't exist in English. It's a very basic self-confidence that kids sometimes are born with, and that's very, very hard to take away. And you are not born with that kind of self-confidence. You had to fight for it in your life. And the color yellow is the color associated with the numbers that associated with that confidence, and you don't have it. So yellow would be the one color completing you.
And
from your numbers, I can see that boredom was probably one of your biggest enemies at high school, because you have so many talents and so many things that you can choose, that you always think that if I go for that, that it comes at an expense of something else. So you're always oscillating a little bit between things. Or at least probably until the age of 30, you didn't know what to do, like really what was the general direction in your life. Is that true?
Well, yeah, a lot of times if I did find that boredom feeling coming about, I would always go to my imagination. And sometimes I guess you could say imagination addiction, because I was addicted to my imagination as although it was real.
Yeah, I understand perfectly. And this imagination was a safe haven for you.
Yes, well, it still is, actually. Believe it or not.
I believe you. If you would ask me from your numbers, what would be the most important thing that you should do in your life, that's find a place where you can meditate in peace. Because that's really like a life's elixir for you. But you found it already.
And you never wear yellow, do you, Christopher?
No, I mean, we were having a conversation off air earlier today, and I was saying how much I thought red was my color, because I've been taught that it's the power color, the color of confidence.
Me too.
No, yes. Red, you have enough in your numbers. You have it already. Yellow, and you don't have to wear it. I have to say that, because yellow especially is one of those colors that men don't like to wear.
No, I don't, actually.
You don't have to wear it. It's a little, a gold coin would be enough to have in your pocket. to balance that gap, as it were.
So everybody listening, when you're walking down the street and you see my producer, you got to call him Christopher, and you'll hear a dingle, and you'll know he's got that little coin in his pocket, what it all means, right?
Don't do that. Only if you hear a bell ring by what I said. If you do it just by listening, or it can't be bad, then don't do it.
Yeah, well, this is amazing. Now, okay, so we touched a little bit on the colors. Mm-hmm. I will not wear red. And Christopher, you're going to do something with your yellow, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody listening, when they go to the website, thebirthdaycode.com, do they learn about their color there also?
Yes.
They do? Okay. So. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, folks, don't fret. You can learn about, you know, your colors there, too. We want to make sure we can give as much information to you today. So if there's any questions, again, don't hesitate to email me, and I'll pass these questions on. Now, let me ask you, we have to go to a break in another minute or two, but I want to ask you, what other knowledge can having the code do for our lives or relationships or, just our everyday life?
Maybe I answer by citing a letter that we got yesterday from a teacher in Austria. And she said that she's working with children who are difficult to teach.
Yes.
I don't know the exact word for it here.
Yeah.
It's a very special school. Okay. And she noticed after having read that book for a year now that it helps her a lot when it comes to treating kids individually.
Wow.
And at the same time, these letters make me proud no end, I tell you, because I know that this knowledge is so, so, so important, not only for yourself, because if you, most of the listeners to this show will have a certain capacity to be honest with themselves. So they look into the mirror and then they find out what's going on if they're honest with them. And then they don't need that book. But it provides one of the best lubricants in daily life and social life, and that is understanding. You start to understand your colleagues, your parents, kids, bosses much better than before, just by looking at the birthday. And it's a very, very easy thing and a straightforward thing. And that helps a lot.
That is amazing. And I love helping kids. And I know Christopher has got some small kids. I've got big kids. I'm on my grandchildren now. But on that note, let's take a short break. And then when we come back, let's use my birthday and Christopher's birthday as examples of what people can learn. Sound good?
Good.
Okay. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Thomas Pope here today with us, and we're talking about unlocking the ancient power of your birthday with the code. Now, you can't call in today, folks. I'm really sorry, and we can't take any messages through the instant feedback area on Transformation Talk Radio. But I do want to invite you to go to Thomas's website. It's birthdaycode.com, and you can actually put in the details for your birthday, and you can bring up details about yourself. It is amazing what you're going to learn. And if you do have any questions, just email me and I will forward them on to Thomas. My email address is sue@asksuelondon.com. Now, without any further delay, listeners, you're about to learn a lot more about your host. So, Thomas, on that note, my birthday, as you know, is November 23rd, 1962. Right. So tell me what I need to know about myself, my friend.
Don't wear black.
Don't wear, you know what? I can't do it. It's so true. I can't wear black at all.
Yeah, right. Don't wear black and blue, because those are the numbers in your birthday that you have already in excess, as it were. And those are numbers, the numbers are 1 and 6. Everybody who has a 1 and or a 6 in his birthday is somebody who is curious no end. That's somebody who will never retire.
That's me.
they have inherited a great curiosity, also a visionary abilities. Yeah. They like to strategize, look into the future, and they are not easily bribed by surfaces. They try to leave no stone unturned, and they just want to go ahead, and that's it. The only drawback is that they are sometimes a little bit impatient with other people.
Oh,
people are slower
time.
Than
big time. That is me, isn't it, Christopher?
Yes. Absolutely.
You're on thin ice, Christopher, by saying that.
I know.
You have to understand, Tom, Christopher and I love each other. We know so much about each other, don't we, Christopher?
Right. I know more about Sue sometimes. I almost said Susan. I stopped myself. I know more about Sue than she probably knows about herself at times.
Oh, I'm sure. And
The thing is that, Christopher, you have the numbers to know her a little bit better than she knows herself, if you put your intuition to it.
But that goes for, that's a two-way street, though. It goes for me, too.
I mean,
she points out a lot of things about myself.
Yeah, we're a good team
Also, Christopher, you're a little bit more on the material side of things. You have two right hands, as we say in Germany. You can build a house with your own hands if you put your mind to it, even if you haven't tried it yet. But that's what can be seen. You would be one of the candidates for taking over the farm from the parents, because you have all the right numbers for it.
Who's that, Christopher? Is that Christopher?
Yes.
Sue,
on the other hand, you're missing a little bit those numbers that are associated with materialism, and that sometimes lead to the fact that you are become too generous. If you are self-employed, like with a business, you probably would need a partner who has a 9 and or a 4 in his birthday, because you would need somebody who really checks the figures and makes sure that you stay in the black.
And my husband, That is exactly true. And my husband, his birthday is January the 10th, 1957. Actually, you said a 4, didn't you? Did you say 4?
Yes, 4 and 9, but he has a 0 in his birthday. Okay. Whoever has a 0 is lucky.
Because yeah, he is.
If he has a key in his hands for all the capacities that are missing from his birthday, if he puts his mind to it. Mm-hmm. That's the case with Christopher's son. He told me his birthday before that. Christopher's son, Hayden, he's a super, super bright kid, very, very intelligent, very fast, and very impatient. But he has a 0, and that 0 is really a big advantage in the future. After he hit his head quite a few times with his impatience with other kids.
See, that's why I love that boy so much. He's impatient, Christopher.
He most certainly is, but he's so impatient in a cute way. I love him.
He is. He's so adorable. Oh mm-hmm. my gosh!
He really needs support for that intelligence, and he also needs green, because that intelligence sometimes is at a loss when it comes to putting himself into other people's shoes. He doesn't easily look through other people and their motives. And for that, he needs a little bit of support and also information of what makes people tick. But I'm absolutely sure you two will provide that.
Wow.
Especially Sue, but also Christopher. He's got twice number 3. That makes him very empathetic and musical, and he has a healing talent. Mm-hmm. Christopher, he's really, he has a full treasure trove of talents. The only thing missing is sometimes that his like in a second intuition. Sometimes he's a little bit at a loss what comes next. And for that, he needs a little space just to breathe for 10 minutes, and then he emerges and says, this is how we are going to do it. And then you can trust him.
Wow. Now, is that sounding like you think that's you, Christopher?
Yeah, I think that's me to a T, actually.
Yeah, I do, too. I just wanted to see if you thought that. Yeah. Yeah,
no, as always, I mean, you know, when you have a guest on like this, and you know, since the last time we had the numerologist on, and Thomas is right on the money.
Yeah, yeah. Now let me ask.
You know what? I myself, when I say things like that after I learned them for now almost 10 years, it's still a total surprise how on the spot these things work, and how I can see it play out in everyday life with my 3 kids here, and also with other people whose birthday I know. It's absolutely fascinating, and it's such a straightforward and simple thing that really sometimes. I sit there and think, how could we have overlooked that for such a long time?
Yeah, wow. Now, can I ask you, I wear blue. I'm wearing blue right now while I'm talking to you, in fact. Yeah. What you're saying no black, no blue. What happens mm-hmm. when I wear blue?
That's the question. What happens if you either have a lot of a certain number combination, or if you by sweeping those numbers under the carpet due to environmental factors, or because that capacity was not invited when you were a kid, so you just simply forgot it. For example, if you have 8 and 3, you have a musical talent, and if you don't live that, it stays hidden somewhere. So, if in your case, if you wear blue and you have that color in its vibration quality from the numbers to give away for Christmas, what can happen then is that the negative aspects of those numbers sometimes crop up. And in the case of 1 and 6, it can cross over to real like impatience and easily irritated. For example, if you're cut in traffic, you curse for half an hour instead of saying, well, there's nothing that I can change there. And also sometimes you slip into a little bit of a depressive mood because of the color is simply too much. That can happen if you overdo it with the color and you have it already.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because I can honestly tell you that I am wearing all blue today. I even had a blue jacket on, my blue t-shirt and my blue jeans. And I just had no patience at all for my husband, and we are best friends. So I'm telling you this, guys, because I want you to know this man knows what he's talking about, and I promise you I'd always be honest with you, and I'm telling you that right now. So, okay, so for my husband's sake, for my patience levels, for all that, what would you say is the very best color for me to wear then?
In your case, a little bit of yellow and white. White would be...
I never wear white because I look so pale.
But white, in your case, white, just find out what's happening with you when you wear white. Okay. You know, I found that many people like you who are on a certain mental level, on a certain consciousness level, sometimes they... It's as if they have an ambivalent connection to anything materialistic. They don't want. Okay. It's as if they don't want touch. They don't want to touch it. They don't want to be brought into connection with materialistic thinking.
That's right.
Because of that, they shy away from the color who is associated with that side of you, and that may be the case here now that you shy away from the color white. It would help you to complete yourself. Find out for yourself, and also you will find something surprising. You will find people telling you how good it looks on you.
Well, I always hear that with yellow.
Yellow and white, just try it out and see what happens. I found over time that very often the colors that are missing from one's birthday are exactly the ones that if you wear them, everybody says, well, this looks best on you. Strange coincidence. I have no idea what it means.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know what? On that note, let's take a short commercial break. And when we come back, let's look at a couple more birthdays. Sound good? Okay, so folks, stay tuned. In the meantime, you can learn about your birthday, your color, everything at thebirthdaycode.com. Check it out. Any questions, email me after the show at sue@asksuelondon.com. I'd be more than happy to pass your questions on to Thomas. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
This is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. I am so excited about this show today, folks, because we are learning so much about ourselves. It's incredible what we can learn by our birthday and what colors to wear. It's amazing. Now, you can learn more about your birthday code at the website birthdaycode.com. So let's... Thomas, let's look at some more dates. Christopher, we talked about your one son's birthday. Let's talk about your next son's birthday, your older son's birthday.
Okay, well, Adrian is going to be 10 this July 13th. So that means he was born 2002, July 13th, 2002.
July 13th, 2002.
Yes.
I always scribble it down a little bit. Aha, this, that's interesting. That son and the other one, they are, in a sense, they are a little bit antagonistic. Adrian is more on the artistic side. It's more the musical talent, the empathy, the slowing down a little bit and looking at things closely and with more with the emotions and feelings. Whereas Hayden is more the worldly guy. Both kids will be super successful later in life. They can look at a big scope of possibilities. And both, I'm absolutely sure, both will have a hard time later on to really pick the one profession where they say, well, this is my calling. This is why I'm on this planet, and I'm going to be super good in it. Both will have trouble finding that. You probably will look at them testing and trying and going back and forth and traveling and really not knowing exactly what to do. But that will pass once they allow themselves to hear that calling. Because there's a calling for every one of us, but sometimes it's difficult to hear, and both will have trouble hearing it because of that big spectrum of possibilities. They will always think, I choose this, I miss out on that. And that's the case for both of them. But Hayden is more on the worldly side, on the materialistic side, and he's for success. For him, money is not something to be shunned. Whereas Adrian probably will say, no, not for me. I'm into this life because feeling is more important. And he will be a value-driven guy later on. Does that sound familiar to you?
It sounds right on. And for our listeners' sake, I have to remember that we're listening to this program in August. So when I said 10 years old, he was 10 years old on July 13th. But other than that, yes, right on.
Wow. Now, is there a certain color that he should be wearing?
For Adrian, it's white. And for Hayden, it's green.
Wow.
Green gives Hayden the necessary patience and the necessary empathy that he needs to put himself into other people's shoes one day, or the sooner the better. And for Adrian, the color white will help him to understand people who are materialistically minded, and also it will help him if he starts out with having to deal with bosses, and when he's, one day he says, I feel I deserve a raise, then he needs to wear a white shirt, because then it's easier for you to do the necessary negotiations. He doesn't have a bad conscience then. He's just a little bit supported by the color white.
Wow. Hmm. Amazing, eh?
That is amazing, and I think Adrian does have a bit more white than the average kid already, so I think we're already on the same page.
Oh, that's no news to me, because if you are a good father, and a good father is a good gardener, who I try to be.
you are Christopher.
who watches grow instead of trying to push growth, then you can see that kids, by instinct and by nature, they always try what they can't do first. For example, if Adrian is born not exactly with two right hands, it may be that you will watch him trying to build things and take things apart, create things with his hands, and he will seem to be clumsy at first. He's not a born master with his hands, and that's exactly because kids by instinct try to make up for their shortcomings. They try to fill those gaps by themselves. And the normal course of action is that everybody says, don't do that. Everybody can see that you're not born for that, so stop it.
Wow.
And you're much more talented in, and then whatever else comes along. And that's true, what people observe there. It's just that they block a natural tendency to fill gaps and to become complete. Every one of us wants to feel complete. That's one of the aspects of true happiness. And in the tendency to try things out that you're not born for, there's that desire to feel complete, alive.
Wow. Now, that is amazing. Now, do you have any more questions about your kids? How are we making out for time to go into my kids deeply here?
Yes. Let's go on.
Are we doing okay for time-wise here, Christopher?
You have another 3 minutes here.
3 minutes. Okay.
We can breathe.
No pressure. Sure, no pressure. Okay, so the one birthday is... Well, I actually have three girls I've got, but maybe the dynamics with them. March the 27th, 1988.
That's March?
March, that's correct.
Yeah, 27th, 88.
Yeah, and then
those are very unusual numbers.
Yeah, and I have. Do you want to just okay?
Yeah, let's do that first.
Okay, we only have probably about 30 seconds for each one of them.
Oh yeah, right.
Okay.
So, what's the name of that girl?
Krista.
Krista. Krista's numbers make her uniquely suited for anything with people. She has a very, very high sensitivity, and that sensitivity is sometimes almost threatening for her.
Yep.
She sees through things as if with X-rays. She can read people, and these are numbers bordering on the genius. I wouldn't be surprised if she's a psychic in a certain sense.
She is, but she's scared of it right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what? I was there too at her age.
Yeah. Perfect. And she's scared. She's scared because she doesn't have any balancing numbers to deal with that capacity. And the balancing here would be white, yellow, and black and blue. If she works with those colors and she has them always with her in whatever shape, it may be stones, semi-precious stones or whatever, that would help a lot.
Okay.
And she should avoid green almost at all costs, because green is the color that she stands for. That's her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And she has an advantage. The 2 and the 7 give her a lot of charisma. Mm-hmm. She's not afraid to voice what's going on, and that helps a lot.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay, let's move on to the next one. I'm just looking. This show is going so fast. The next one is March the 27th. March the 29th, 1993.
March 29th, 93. That kid is something else.
Yes.
Wow. That kid, you could have saved yourself a lot of worries and whatever. You could have stopped educating or raising that child from day one. Because with two nines, that's a child who knows exactly what it wants in life. And goes for it and is really stubborn with it and has a lot of willpower. And sometimes parents are afraid of that much willpower and try to break it. They are in for the fight of their lives.
Yeah.
And also, at the same time, this child has enough sensitivity to go forward. So it's a very, she's at home in both worlds, in the materialistic world and in the world of feeling and intuition. That's absolutely her. And what's lacking is a little bit of the self-confidence necessary then to act upon what she sees. And that can be balanced by the color yellow. And also by giving her a space somewhere where she can be absolutely safe and sure that no one will enter. We noticed that here in America, it's very, very common that parents enter the rooms of their kids without knocking. And in my view, in my personal view, I see that in Germany and Austria too. In my personal view, that's a crime.
Yes.
Because it destroys the self-respect of the child in the long run. But that's a whole different topic.
Yeah, and this is a baby that had just moved into her first apartment. She's a totally different person now. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what? We could go on for hours. And
we could.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. I have to thank you so much for sharing, for enlightening and opening Christopher and I to help our families. Folks, you can learn a lot more about Thomas at his website.
It's easy. Yeah. You both have the numbers to make my job easy. My job is very simple, to awaken your curiosity.
There you go. Well, and folks, I want to encourage you, go to the website birthdaycode.com. Check out anything on there. Check out your birthday. Check out your whole family. You're going to have so much fun with it.
Indeed.
Thomas, my friend, I love you. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks very much. You're very welcome. Thanks for the invitation again.
And folks, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Join me again next week at 2 p.m. Pacific time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern time for another amazing guest. On behalf of my guest, Thomas Pope, my very special producer, Christopher DePaula, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. We look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a great week, everyone.
1230 WBLQ.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators,
world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.